Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God.
Hi, and welcome once again to Cutting It Straight, the show that examines the issues of our day while at the same time filtering these issues through the light of the Word of God. I'm your host, Doug Proietti, and with me is Pastor Bruce David Bell of Berean Bible Fellowship. Thanks. Great to have you back, Pastor Bruce.
Thank you for having me back. I'm looking forward to our time together.
All right. Well, during our first two programs, we kind of made a contrast between religion or being religious and having a genuine relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You drove home the point that just because you're religious or you do religious things doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to enter the kingdom of God. And agreed?
I agree. That is true.
Okay. So, perhaps somebody was watching our show and they saw Cutting It Straight and what we were talking about, and they took our advice.
Yes.
They gave their life to Christ. They entered into a relationship with God. What does that mean for them now? I mean, what's the next step in their life?
Well, Doug, I think when that takes place in somebody's life, they don't always realize what has happened to them. Everything becomes new. Everything is different. They see things differently. They talk differently. They act differently. We have become a new creation in Christ. And we don't always understand these things. So it's important that we get grounded in the Word of God. It's important that we spend time with the Lord to understand what this new life is all about. What has really happened here is when we become a Christian, when we trust Christ as our Savior, we agree with God that we need forgiveness for our sins. We agree with Him that we need to have a Savior or we will be on our way to an eternity in hell. Once that takes place, once we have asked forgiveness for our sins, the Lord comes and He lives within us. And we begin a new life.
Okay, you mentioned being grounded. You mean in the Word of God, right?
In the Word of God, yes.
So reading the Word of God is important.
The Word of God is our spiritual food. If we are to grow in Christ, we need food. We need spiritual food. And that is something that we need to do every day. We need to spend time in the Word. And for those who belong to Christ, that's not something that is a chore or something that we dislike doing. It's something we want to do. We want to spend time with our Savior. We want to get to know Him more. He's the one who saved us.
Yeah, and along with that, church attendance, I mean, how important is a new believer to get involved in a church?
Getting involved with other believers is important because the Lord has told us that that is one way that we can help each other to grow. Hebrews chapter 10, it does speak about how do we help each other to arrive at the point where we are exhibiting love in our life. How do we help each other to be involved in things that are really important to the kingdom, things that have eternal value? Well, that is through contact with other believers. Other believers help us to stay on the right track. They point us in the right direction. Right now, as a new believer, we are babies. And as babies, we need help in order to grow. And being involved with a group of believers, like-minded believers, will help us to grow. The Bible speaks of who we are in terms of the human body, that we are each a part, as the human body has various parts. So we have different gifts and talents, and we work together in order for the Lord to use all of us to exhort one another, to correct one another, to encourage one another, mm-hmm. to be there for one another. And without being a part of that body, that group of believers, we are not only hurting ourselves, but we are hurting those in the church, in the body of Christ. We're not there to help them.
Yeah. So there's no such thing as, I've heard it say, island Christianity, where you kind of isolate yourself. We know that's wrong. It shouldn't be, but what are some of the problems that creates?
Well, we don't have the advantage of a brother or a sister to pray with, to read the Bible with, to learn from, and we don't have any accountability. Mm-hmm. As believers, we need to be accountable to each other. We know we all have a tendency to stray, to get off track. And many times those in the church, our brothers and sisters, can help us to stay on track.
And there, you know, there's been plenty of people that have kind of gotten out of fellowship, mm-hmm. and they've their Christianity has been kind of shipwrecked.
Yeah. The problem that we see today is many of the churches are not teaching the truth. And if the Word of God is not being taught in its fullness, with clarity, with accuracy, that can also become very discouraging. And many times people will leave a church because of that. The key is to find a place that really is teaching the Word of God, mm-hmm. and then stay there.
Okay. And then that brings me to the next thing, and that's there are many translations of the Bibles out there, and what would you say is a good kind of a rule of thumb for anyone, not only new believers, but anyone who is looking for a Bible, a good Bible to read?
If you don't own a Bible, of course you need to get a Bible. There are a number of translations out there that are popular, that are well known. King James, New King James, New American Standard, New International Version, just to name a few. Make sure it's a translation, not a paraphrase. A paraphrase just summarizes what the Word of God says, like Good News for Modern Man. Mm-hmm. It's okay to read it, but if you really want to hear what God has to say, you need to get a translation. I would say pick one that you're comfortable with on a daily basis, since you will be spending a lot of time in the Word of God.
Yeah, and reading the Word of God, fellowship with others, that helps us in our growth, right?
Yes, it does. You know, it also helps us in our prayer life. As we read the Bible, the Lord speaks to us, and then we speak to Him in prayer, and many times our prayers really are what we have read, praying that back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you hear when someone gets saved, they're babes in Christ, mm-hmm. and they need to grow, right. and that's why getting a Bible that you can read and that you learn from, and going to a good church is important.
The Bible is our spiritual food, mm-hmm. and just as we need physical food to grow, so we need spiritual food in order to grow as well. Reading the Word of God, spending time with the Lord in prayer, fellowshipping with other believers, these are all keys and are necessary things in order to grow as a Christian.
Yeah. And how does the Holy Spirit guide us in this growth process?
The Holy Spirit is a person. He is God. God has chosen to manifest Himself, to express Himself in three persons: Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Do we understand this? No, but it is what the Bible teaches. And the Holy Spirit is a person who comes and lives within us. Mm-hmm. God lives within us. He guides us into the truth. He is the one who helps us understand the Word of God. He is the one who helps us to pray. He alerts us, really, if we're getting off track, if we need to change our behavior. And since he is a person, many times we can grieve him. And that is a sad thing for us. We weep. We mourn over our sin. That's one difference between someone who is truly a Christian and those who are not. When we sin, we cry out to the Lord for forgiveness. He forgives us, and we want to get back on track again with
right,
him.
Right. And I know the today the Holy Spirit has become sort of a spooky thing to some people. Yeah. But as you said, he's a person.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to backtrack too much, but suppose somebody been watching our program. You know, like I said, we talked about being religious and having a relationship with God. And suppose somebody takes our advice and you know, or hears something on the radio or goes to church and hears a teaching, and they do get saved. What is that person? What are some key things that person, next step in that person's life?
I think the thing to realize is that once we are saved, once we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are now part of the family of God. We belong to God now. And he wants us to grow. He wants to help us. He wants to speak to us through the Word of God, through the Bible. He wants us to speak to him in prayer. He wants us to fellowship. And you know, there's something else. He wants us to share our faith with other people. We are so excited about this new relationship that we have that we can't help but talk to people about Jesus Christ and what he has done in our lives.
Yeah, so, you know, what you all discussed, these are simple things, but we seem to make it complicated. Why is that?
I think as we begin to grow in Christ, sometimes we forget about the basics. And the basics, always going back to the basics, is important. If we are not in the Word of God, then we are not hearing from him. This is where he speaks to us. We are told the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God as a sword, as a way, a means to help us to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, these are really some important tips for a new believer. Again, prayer, reading the Bible, all these things are key.
Yes.
For our growth.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to share with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, we want to help our audience to get into a right relationship with God, and we just want to share this with our audience. And if you have any questions that you'd like to that you want us to cover, you know, we're more than willing to take your questions. You can contact us at bbfva.org, and there's contact information there. And again, I'd like to thank you for being here today.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And we'll see you next time on Cutting It Straight. Thank you.